Yes, good evening and welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And it is a pleasure to have back with us national columnist with USA Today. That, of course, is Christine Brennan. She is joining us on our Stuart Cadillac guest line. Stuart Cadillac, real people, real value, real simple. Christine, how are you?
Well, I'm great, Alyssa. How are you?
I'm great. It's always fun to be talking some college football with, I would say, my favorite columnist. And what a week in college football. I mean, the playoff committee shakes up the top four after, I would say, the first 2 weeks, they had pretty predictable results. My question to you is, did they get it right?
You know, it is so hard to say if they're getting it right, obviously, because this is, as you know, a snapshot in time. You know, where right now we're just kind of looking at something that is that is so fluid and that will change, could change tomorrow again with the games on Saturday. And so it just is, I don't mean to avoid your question, Alyssa, but I think this would be the equivalent of if the men's or women's basketball committee for the NCAA kept giving out rankings of 64 teams during the season, our heads would be spinning. And so as much as I like the fact that they're doing this, I also think that what seems to be happening now is we're almost getting too much information, because it's just constantly changing. Obviously, Alabama is out right now, but they win, they're going to be in. We know TCU, Baylor. I mean, TCU is looking really good right now, but, you know, and Oregon's looking great, and one would think that maybe they could win out. But the bottom line is we just have no idea until we finally see the rankings on December 7th.
Well, it is overwhelming as you're talking about all the different information, but what in your mind, what criteria matters the most? I mean, because I think in many ways the committee is sending a very strong message that strength of schedule is very important. I mean, look what happened to Baylor. I mean, they had a very weak non-conference schedule with SMU, Buffalo, Northwestern State, and it has hurt them. It prevented them from getting in that top four.
Exactly. I agree. And I think strength of schedule is the most important thing for the committee. And I would agree with that. The notion of playing, you know, patsies, you know, playing the old joke, Little Sisters of the Poor or whatever, and just beating up on these people is not paying off in this new format. And I think that is positive. And I think we're going to see some of these universities scramble to try to get stronger opponents. Now, I come from the Big Ten. I'm a Northwestern grad. Mm-hmm. And I know, you know, the Big Ten has been weak, notoriously weak now the last, well, I don't know, I don't want to say my lifetime, but certainly for the last, you know, X number of years, with exceptions, and I'm very proud of the Big Ten for many other reasons, academics hugely among them. So that's fine. But the reality is, so Ohio State, of course, beats Michigan State, but they're still only number 10. I'm sorry, do they go to 8? I think that's mm-hmm. it. I'm looking at it. But bottom line is, they're not in the top 4. They have one loss. So a one-loss Big Ten team is looked at in a far lesser way, frankly, than some of these other teams. And I'm going to say that's as it should be, because the SEC has just been so strong with all those national championships. But could this happen, the cannibalization of the SEC? They all beat up on each other so much that they all end up with 2 losses. That's possible, of course, as the scenarios play out. So it's fascinating, it's confounding, and I am almost entirely convinced that we are not going to be satisfied with the 4 teams as they give us the final 4 on December 7th.
Well, those 4 teams, Mississippi State, Oregon, Florida State, TCU, the dark side of me is starting to come out a little bit. I have to ask you, what team perhaps would be the least likely to make the playoff in that top 4? I mean, as you're saying, I mean, we've got still 4 weeks, so much can change, but a little bit of the pessimism. I mean, who do you think might not make it?
Well, I think it's got to be the SEC school, Mississippi State. I mean, they have the toughest road to go yet. And so,
true.
Oregon, mm-hmm. I mean, everybody, right? I mean, we're talking about Oregon, Florida State, TCU, correct?
Yeah. And Mississippi State.
Yeah, and then Mississippi State. Well, the toughest schedule coming up is for Mississippi State. I mean, one can easily see Florida State, Oregon, and TCU winning out. I mean, anything's possible, so we have no idea. But they could all win out. I think if you're playing in the SEC, as we were saying, it's definitely the toughest conference in the country. So, and you have to play games against the SEC. Automatically, there is much more of a X factor there if you can win those games. And therefore, I would say Mississippi State's in trouble, because they lose to Alabama. Alabama will certainly replace them in the top 4.
National columnist with USA Today, Christine Brennan, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Christine, tell all the listeners across the country where they can connect with you and check out some of your work with USA Today.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm on Twitter, as aren't we all?
Yes,
at C. Brennan
the wonderful Sports. World.
Yeah. So first initial, last name Sports, at C. Brennan Sports. Also, Facebook, I put columns and things on Facebook. And then, of course, USA Today's website, USA Today's iPhone app, all of that, my stuff is there. But the best way is Twitter, at C. Brennan Sports.
And I got to ask you, too, I mean, covering college football, I mean, it seems like there just becomes more and more parity is taking place within the game. I mean, here we look at the last rankings. You've got, what, one team out of the SEC.
Right. Oh, exactly. And, of course, one wonders, though, if there are two-loss SEC teams, are they going to be looked at in a different way than a two-loss, you know, team from another school, for another conference, which I think the answer is going to be yes to that. So I think there's parity in a way. I think there's parity in the SEC, it looks like, for sure.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to just sing the praise of the SEC. I think that Oregon, a lot of these schools could still win this thing. I mean, once you actually get on the playing field on January 1st in the Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl, and then in Dallas January 12th, you know, anything's possible. And I think Florida State is beatable, for sure. We saw that. Notre Dame almost beat Florida State at home. Controversial call that took away a touchdown that could have won it for Notre Dame, and then Notre Dame goes and loses a couple weeks later. So I really do think it's up for grabs, but that makes this whole system, I think, even more questioned and questionable, because without a set four teams that are, like you say, okay, that's the lock, those are the four that you would want to say for sure are your playoff, this is one of these years that you could probably, we may well find that you could have 8 to 10 teams that you could be arguing. And so that whoever they pick, that fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth team, assuming that they're still deserving, or there are a lot of teams with one or two losses and now let the arguing begin, that's just going to open this whole thing up. And I guess I'll throw out the last little thought here from me, is that they're telling us they're giving us a national title, and they may be doing nothing of the sort. In some ways, the old system way back in the 70s and 80s, which was totally flawed, and everyone's yelling, I'm number one, you know, mm-hmm. we're number one, mm-hmm. from USC to Alabama to Michigan to Penn State, and everyone ends the season happy, arguing, but happy. No one was trying to tell us that they were giving us a national champion. Now they're telling us that, and yet it might be just as flawed as those days in the 70s and 80s, and that will be fascinating to watch.
Well, the committee's final rankings is scheduled to be released at 12:45 p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday, December the 7th, and we've got still 4 weeks of the regular season. But just give me a quick hit on your thoughts on this whole thing with Jameis Winston, the fact that he still is eligible, because I know that you've written about that in one of your columns.
Oh, yeah, this is an ultimate embarrassment to Florida State. There is no way on earth he should have been allowed to play. I mean, it seems to me the transgressions here go on and on, as I know your listeners know. Chief among them, the allegations of rape that are almost 2 years old, that Florida State did not investigate against the law, Title IX mandates, a different part of Title IX, not the women and girls on the playing field part of Title IX, but mandates that you have to, same Title IX, though, you have to... you have to look into these things immediately in a timely fashion, and Florida State did not. And so it is possible, we know an alleged rapist has been playing now and winning a national title in the Heisman. I mean, unbelievable. I think it's a privilege, not a right, to be a college football player. I understand people screaming and yelling about innocent until proven guilty. I get it. But this university has let Jameis Winston lead them around. The adults have left the room. Adults have left the sideline. It is an absolute embarrassment to Florida State, and it is just an utter shame that they have allowed this to go on like this and basically empower a young man to run roughshod over everything that we hold sacred in terms of what's right and wrong.
Christine Brennan has been with us, national columnist with USA Today. Of course, she's been joining us on our Stuart Cadillac guest line. For the latest deals and models, check out stuartcadillac.com. Christine, we just went through our segment way too fast. We will definitely have you back on again real soon. Thank you so much.
Alyssa, my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me. Take care.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead at YSR. Stay close.